program starring Jack Benny with Barry Livingston, Phil Harris, Todd Tester, Dennis Day, the Sportsman Podcast, and your Curly Donald. And now, ladies and gentlemen, let's go down to a local department store where Jack and Mary have gone to do their Christmas shopping.
Gosh, Mary, no matter how early you do your Christmas shopping, the stores are always crowded.
Yeah.
Now, let's see. I have to get a present for my producer, my sound effects men, my engineer, my script girl.
By the way, Jack, what are you giving your four writers?
My four writers? Oh, something they can really use.
What's that?
A fifth writer. Now, Mary, I know what to get everybody in the cast but Don Wilson. Have you any suggestions?
Well, the jewelry counter's over there. Why don't you get him a nice pair of cufflinks?
Say, that's a good idea. Come on, Mary.
Yes, sir. What can I do for you?
I'd like to see some cufflinks. Huh?
Well, we have a large variety. All these you see here are $1.98.
$1.98?
Yes, sir.
Jack, here's some better-looking cufflinks in this case.
Oh, yes. I think Don would like this pair. Yeah.
They're solid gold.
Gold? How much are they?
$40.
$40?
The cheap ones turn green.
He sure did, didn't he? Look, Jack, Don has been with you 18 years. It's about time you got him something nice.
You know, Mary, you're right. I'm going to get Don these gold cufflinks. He deserves it. Mister, I'll take these $40 cufflinks. Does that include the engraving?
Yes, we do it right here. It only takes a few minutes.
Good. Now, clerk, these cufflinks are for a friend of mine named Don Wilson. So put a D on one cufflink and a W on the other.
Yes, sir.
Have him gift wrap and see that Mr. Wilson gets it before Christmas. CBS Hollywood.
Yes, sir.
Come on, Mary. Let's go to the sporting goods section. I want to pick out something for Phil.
Wait a minute, Jack. I want to stop at the hosiery counter first.
Okay.
May I help you? Yes, I'd like to see some nylons, please.
Surely. Are they for yourself?
No, they're for my sister.
Oh, you're buying something for Babe?
Yes.
Stocking?
Uh-huh. What size? 16 and a half.
I beg your pardon. What size stocking did you say?
16 and a half.
Madam, the boxes don't come that big.
Mary, maybe you made a mistake. Babe's feet can't be that large.
Yes, they are, Jack. That's why she's in such demand during the grape-crushing season.
Oh, well, Mary, why don't you get her present later? I like to finish my shopping first.
Just a minute, Jack. As long as we're here at the stocking counter, I want to buy a pair for myself.
Mary, you don't have to buy stockings. I was going to give you some for Christmas.
I'll buy my own. I wore the stockings you gave me last year, and everybody thought I was a nurse.
Well, how do I know what kind you want? Now, hurry up, Mary, because I want to pick out something for Phil.
Can I help you, young man?
Huh?
I said, can I help you?
Oh, are you a clerk?
Just for the Christmas rush. I'm really Glenn McCarthy, and I'm only working here to pay my income.
I'd like to get something for my parents.
Your mother and father, eh?
Yeah, how did you know?
Oh, I just figured it out.
Well, I think I'll get my mother a new corset.
Don't you think she should come down and pick out her own corset?
Oh, Mother hasn't left the house for 3 days.
Was she sick?
No, the string broke on her old one. She can't get through the door.
Well, that's too bad.
Yeah, we were spending a quiet evening at home, and all of a sudden... and steel stays flew in all directions.
Was anybody hurt?
No, but my father got pinned to the wall. Well, anyway, wrap up that size 44 corset and I'll take it with me.
Yes, sir.
Now, let's see. Where was I going?
Jack, you better get Phil's present. I think the sporting goods is over here.
Yeah, we'll go over and... Oh, just a minute, Mary.
What's the matter?
I've been thinking about Don's gift. I'm afraid I had it engraved wrong. I'm going back to the jewelry department. Come on. Oh, clerk.
Yes, sir?
Remember me? I bought a $40 pair of gold cufflinks here a few minutes ago, and I'd like to change the engraving.
But, mister, I've already got it wrapped with ribbon and tinsel and everything.
I'm sorry, but I want you to change the engraving, so you'll have to open it up.
But, mister...
Now, please, I'm a customer here. Now, open it up.
Okay. Now, what do you want?
Well, the way it is now, there's a D on one cufflink and a W on the other. Now, I'd like you to put both initials on each one of them.
Okay, I'll go fix it.
Jack, that's ridiculous. What's wrong with the way it was?
Well, with Don Wilson, it's the only sensible thing to do. See, when Don wears them, people will see the D on one cufflink, and they'll be curious to see what's on the other one. And I want to save them that long walk. Now, clerk, wrap it nicely with the tinsel and the ribbon.
I'll wrap it.
Come on, Mary. Now we can go to the sporting goods department. Well, here we are.
Gee, they sure have a nice assortment of guns and hunting equipment, Jack.
Yes, I think I should be able to get something for Phil here. Oh, clerk! Clerk!
Well, you're back again this year.
Would you mind helping me?
Certainly. Across which aisle?
Now, don't be so smart.
Jack, don't start an argument with him. Just buy Phil's present.
Look, I came here to get something for a friend of mine. Now, he's the rugged type.
Well, there's always camping equipment. Does he sleep outdoors much?
Yeah, sometimes right in front of his house.
Oh!
Gee, I don't know what to get him.
Well, while you're making up your little mind, I'll wait on another customer.
Okay, do you mind if I fool around with this gun?
Go right ahead. It's loaded.
Gosh, you know, Mary, it's hard to buy something for Phil.
Maybe he'd like this fishing rod.
Yeah, say, that might be nice.
Oh, Claire, just a minute. I have other customers.
Yes, sir, I'll wait.
That'll be $8.76, madam.
Gee.
Have you decided on that tennis racket, young man? Good, that'll be $12.75.
Gosh.
Ouch! Finally got your nose caught in it.
Never mind. Just give me that fishing rod. Now wrap it up and I'll call for it later. Come on, Mary. Well, don't say anything. Here comes Phil now.
Hiya, Jackson. Hello, Livy, you little fugitive from the doll collar, you.
Hello, Phil. You're certainly carrying a lot of packages.
Yeah, I've been shopping all day. Got presents for everybody. How about you two?
Well, I'm nearly finished with my shopping.
$5 is almost gone, huh?
Phil, for your information, I just spent $40 on Don Wilson.
What'd you do, take him to lunch?
No, I...
Look out, Phil, one of your packages is slipping.
Huh? Yeah, there it goes.
Darn it, now I gotta get Remley another present.
Mary, let's move away. I'm getting dizzy. See you later, Phil.
Go on, kid.
Goodbye,
Phil. Bye, Phil.
Come on, Mary. I still have to buy something for my sister Florence.
Oh, Jack, look. There's Santa Claus.
Yeah, look at him. With his red suit and white beard.
Jack, he's coming toward us.
I'm going to talk to him. Hello, Santa.
Hiya, bud. Long time no see.
Come on, Mary. Let's get away from here.
Wasn't that the...
Yes. That's the tout I always see at the racetrack. Imagine, of all people, being Santa Claus. Say, Mary, what do you think I ought to get for my sister Florence?
Well, I don't know. Lingerie might be nice.
Say, that sounds pretty good.
Oh, look, Jack. There's Rochester doing his Christmas shopping, too.
Yeah. I want to see what he's getting.
Can I do anything for you?
Yeah, I'm looking for a Christmas present for my boss.
Your boss, eh? Well, would you like something in a necktie?
I don't know. That might be all right.
Well, what kind would you like? What kind of a man is your boss?
Well, he ain't exactly the vigorous type like Al Flynn. And he ain't exactly quite like Gary Cooper. Then again, he ain't exactly bashful like Jimmy Stewart. And on the other hand, he ain't the aggressive type like Humphrey Bogart.
Well, what type is he?
I don't know what he is. I just know what he ain't.
Hmm.
Well, here's a nice necktie that will fit any type of man. And it's only $3.50.
$3.50?
That isn't too much to spend on a present for your employer.
Oh, it isn't. I don't want to spend the money, but I just can't afford it. He doesn't pay me much.
Oh. Well, then here's a nice tie for 79 cents.
How much down?
How do you like that?
I really don't know what to get him.
Let me ask you something. What does your boss usually give you for Christmas?
Well, last year he gave me $5,000.
That's hard to believe.
You wouldn't believe the truth either.